Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today again is Sam Severance, a seminarian of the Diocese of Columbus. We're continuing our conversation we began last time, talking about Sam's own discernment and process for the priesthood. But let's begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, guide us this day along the paths which you have chosen for us, among the people that you have placed us amidst. We ask, O Lord, that we come to a deeper encounter of you through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Sam, great to have you. Welcome again.
Glad to be here.
So last time we spoke was the story of how you got, you know, to really the discernment of going into seminary. So you graduated from Worcester College.
Yes.
And then you went right into the Josephinum.
Yeah. Right? I graduated in the spring of 2019. I went to live at my home parish, Holy Family, that summer. And that kind of was good, right? Because I got to do the breviary and I lived with Michael Hammerly. He showed me a lot of things. And then that fall, I went into the Josephinum, and it was a really good transition period for me.
Excellent. I wanted to talk maybe today about life as a seminarian.
Okay.
So first of all, to lead off, you know, you mentioned the study of philosophy, how you majored at Worcester in philosophy to prepare you for the seminary. The seminary is a school, quote unquote, a school. You know, there's an academic component. What's the academics life? Now, you're in pre-theology now, is that right?
Right. I'm a pre-theologian, which means that they most pre-theologians don't come in with a philosophy degree, so they want the people who don't have a philosophy degree to take 2 years of philosophy before they go into theology. So now I'm a little different because my undergrad was a philosophy degree, but they're still making me do pre-theology. Now,
yeah.
Some of my classes transferred over, which is nice. But for the most part, I had to take some classes that, again, which is not necessarily a bad thing. And then also that two-year period also gives kind of a time of transition and discernment, right? Because once you're a priest, you're a priest. So having that 6-year period to really discern this out is very useful.
Yeah. Yeah. The what's the workload like, academic workload? Like?
Well, for me as a pre-theologian, I'm in the college. I'm taking college classes still, and it's very similar to what I experienced at Otterbein and the College of Worcester. You know, the classes are set up the same way, same amount of workload, same amount of credit hours. As far as papers go, same type of material and length, tests, same thing. So it is similar.
Yeah, and it's pretty busy. It's pretty busy.
Yeah, it is busy.
Busy workload.
And I think it's busy because the stakes are a bit higher, right? Because I want to get good grades because I want to be a good priest.
Yeah.
So there's that. There's also structured prayer life throughout the day and other events. You have to go see formators, external formators, and your internal formators. Your external formators are guys making sure that they're priests, making sure that you will be at your required events. And that you are accountable for yourself throughout the day. Your spiritual directors are obviously helping guide you through the discernment process and what the Lord's asking you to do with your life. I always tell people, you know, we're at the Josephinum, and while we may not leave the grounds, we're very busy inside of the building. And it's a large building, so we, you know, we all have different moving parts, and it's very busy throughout the day.
What about the prayer route? So there's structured prayer that's part of it, certainly the Mass every day,
mm-hmm.
which you're expected to go to. And
right.
Then there's Liturgy of the Hours, too, morning prayer and evening prayer.
Right.
What are those like, if you could explain that experience to maybe those who've never gone to or seen morning prayer or evening
prayer?
Yeah,
so, well, morning prayer we'll do immediately before Mass, and the Mass will just follow it immediately after. And morning prayer consists of the psalms. There's usually 3 psalms in a morning prayer. And we'll sing them, which is nice. You kind of follow along to a tune. It's really easy, but it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have some type of reading that you'll do, a responsorial psalm, a canticle, and then some intercessions. And then we'll close it with a prayer. And it's a time to really kind of sit back and meditate on the psalms and I mean, I like it at the Josephinum because it's how you start your day, right? Mm-hmm. We start our day with morning prayer and then Mass, and it kind of sets the tone for the day, right? You're up early, getting that done, and then you're kind of off for the rest of the day until evening prayer. You're required to be at that. You're required to be at classes, but you won't really pray again until adoration at 4:45, which is optional, and then evening prayer, which you have to be at 5. Adoration 4:45, and then evening prayer at 5:45. Right? Okay.
Excellent. If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Sam Severance, a seminarian for the Diocese of Columbus at the Josephinum. Sam, in addition to the sort of required communal prayer, there's also probably an expectation of private prayer, too, that you do maybe a holy hour, on your own, or some
yes.
time together for mental prayer. How do you kind of fit that in with your schedule with classes and things like that?
Well, I think that's the challenge, right, is because we have structured prayer that we have to be at, and by the time you're getting, on the doorstep of ordination, you're supposed to be praying all the liturgy of the hours, that's the challenge in seminary, right, because you have to learn how to incorporate this through your day while also accomplishing all your tasks.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're a priest or a deacon, no one's going to be there to make sure you're doing your hours. So you have to kind of learn as you go. And I guess if you enter, like I did as a pre-theologian, morning and evening prayer you start with, and then as you go and progress, you add more and more to that, whether it be, you want to be praying your rosary, you want to do daytime prayer and night prayer and the office. So it's really, that's the challenge, right? We want to incorporate these through our day and make sure we're not missing anything. So it depends on what level you're at, right? Because a pre-theologian might not be at the same place as a T2 or T3,
mm-hmm.
right? The T3 needs to be basically already having that incorporated in his day, where the pre-theologian, maybe not so much yet.
Yeah.
And also, I think it's important to add that they have the Lord exposed for every day
yeah.
at some point, which is very useful. And, I like to make time to go see him. Maybe not the full hour, but it should, if he's exposed, I need to go see him.
Yeah.
That's right. They make the time available, and I think that's we're very fortunate to have that as we prepare for what we're about to do.
Excellent. You mentioned that there are other things in addition to the academic and both communal and private prayer. There's also other little components of your life at seminary. I mean, of course, you have to eat. Seminarians have to eat. So
yes.
Three. They serve three meals a day. But what other kind of meetings or things like that would you have to go to?
Well, I think I already talked a little bit about the formators. So you're going to see your external formator.
What is human formation to someone who's never? They talk about human formation in seminary.
I think human formation is learning how to behave correctly as a man of God, I guess, is the best way to put it. What's appropriate in certain scenarios? How do you handle yourself? What do you say? So when we're developing human formation, we want guys to learn how to basically appropriately handle the certain situations that they're going to be put in as priests.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be put in some really difficult situations and not so difficult situations, and we need to be ready for all of that, right? Because you really never know when things can get dicey, I guess. So.
Traditionally, there's also pastoral formation too, where you might have to go out for some work, some apostolate.
Yes.
Have you done that before yet as a seminarian?
Yeah, I have. So actually, when I lived at Holy Family, I took our Lord and Holy Communion to some of the patients there at the hospitals, which I got rather comfortable there at the hospital when I was in it, obviously. So I liked doing that.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun for me. When I got to the Josephinum, I'm a guy that they, I'm a guest, not a younger guy, but I'm new to formation, so they're not going to throw me into the hospital right away.
Yeah.
I think that was more of an external factor that allowed me to go in immediately and do that. But I was at a youth ministry for St. Paul.
Oh, okay.
So I went there on Thursdays, sometimes Sundays, and we had fun, doing activities. I think our Brad was our leader, and he did a good job, and we had fun. And then this year, I'm not sure what I'll be doing yet, but I'm looking forward to it. But that's just a time for us to, you know, be in front of people as a man of God, later to be a priest, but, you know, as kind of a figure that they might look for or look to kind of point them back to the Lord.
And to develop that practical experience that you're going to need. Excellent. And then over the course of your years in formation in seminary, you'll probably get different experiences and different assignments to kind of fill in.
Yeah, as far as I know, they do youth ministry. A lot of guys get that in the early years, and then like they'll be throwing them into hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe some nursing homes too, stuff like that. You might see a priest.
Yeah, excellent. Well, you've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. With me today has been Sam Severance, a seminarian of the Diocese of Columbus. Of course, I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. As we wrap up this portion of our conversation, we're going to talk to Sam a little bit later in another segment. But let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Lord God, we just lift up Sam and all of the seminarians of the Diocese of Columbus and all the seminarians that the Lord is providing for the church. We lift up the Josephinum in prayer. We ask, Lord, that your blessing be upon them, that in the busyness of their life and of their routine, that you shine upon them the gifts that they need to serve at your altar. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Until next time, peace and all good.